Brian Schwenke, offensive line, California. Me and my wife, we actually went to the Seychelles, which is a group of islands about 2 hour flight off the east coast of Kenya. We were there for about a week, and then we went to Kenya for 5 days. I mean, I could have stayed there for a couple months easily. It's one of the probably the coolest place I've ever been in my life. I think that was important for me to kind of go out there and see the world, just because, you know, if I don't do it now, you know, I actually have a kid on the way. So, you know, I figure once there's a family I got to take care of, traveling's gonna be a lot harder. I got hurt when I got to Indy, had surgery. It was like a 3 month recovery. So I missed, you know, some of OTAs and a lot of camp, and then they released me, and there really wasn't much of a decision. I mean, it was more like, can I come back? You know, me and John kind of joked about it. I should have probably just stayed in the first place. And I agree, but also, like, you know, I think it was nice to kind of get away, and, you know, it made me realize how much I love Nashville. And, you know, it was one of those things, you kind of have to, you know, leave the one you love to, you know, see how much you miss them, kind of thing. I saw, like, you know, all the things on Twitter, you know, the Preds, you know, doing so well, and I'd go to the Preds game all the time, and to not be here, to be a part of that, I had some serious FOMO. We all come from, like, kind of different walks of life and pretty different personalities too, but we seem to click, you know, everything kind of seems to click, you know, off the field and on the field. I gotta imagine there's no other place like it right now in the NFL, like, as far as a group of guys go, it's special. I'd say the logo's kind of changed, you know, meaning for me since I've been here. It's become, you know, a thing that Malarkey and Robinson are preaching. I'll be the first one to tell you, when they came in, you know, they were preaching it day one. Not that I didn't buy into it, I was just like, every coach says this. Everyone coach says something similar to this. You know, they brought the guys in to do that, and, you know, they coach, you know, toughness and being like a team first guy. And I mean, that's what we are. And we had a solid year last year. You know, we wanted more, but we need to go out there and we need to build off of it to, like, you know, to have it stick, to become that team. I think, you know, we just need to continue to do those things.